I came prepared this time. Still get dry mouth. If you open your Bibles to John 15, 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. What causes people to give their life for someone else? In Luke 10, 27, and he answered, said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor thyself. To make a decision, you have to, like, life-threatening decision, military stuff. You can make a courageous decision long before it ever occurs. Revelation 13, 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, Jesus, slain from the foundation of the world. They are a giving person, not a selfish person. John 3, 16. Jesus said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. They are a compassionate person. They understand life that is not about them. It's about making a difference in other people's lives. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Let me give you an example of this greater love that Jesus talked about. On April 14th, 2004, Corporal Dunham's squad conducted a reconnaissance mission in the town of Karbala, Iraq. They heard rocket-propelled grenade and small arms fire erupt approximately 2 kilometers west of their position. Corporal Dunham then led his team towards the battle to give support to their commander's convoy, which had been ambushed as it traveled to Camp Husaba. As Corporal Dunham and his Marines advanced, they quickly began to encounter enemy fire. Corporal Dunham ordered his squad to leave their vehicles and leave one of his teams on foot several blocks south of the ambush convoy. The team discovered 7 Iraq vehicles in a column attempting to depart. The team stopped the vehicles to search them for weapons. As they approached the vehicles, a terrorist leaped out and attacked Corporal Dunham. During their struggle, he saw terrorists throw a grenade. Corporal Dunham immediately yelled at his fellow Marines about the grenade. Without any hesitation, Corporal Dunham covered the grenade with his helmet and body. He personally absorbed the explosion and shielded as many Marines from the blast. An ultimate and selfless act of bravery, in which he was mortally wounded, he saved the lives of at least 2 fellow Marines. He died 8 days earlier. Jesus calls his children to live our lives with one main goal, ready to lay our life down for others every day.
Appreciate the word, Brother Josiah. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You know, the scripture goes on to tell us that peradventure for a righteous man some would dare to die. But Christ died for the ungodly. I mean, I'd like to believe that if we were put in a terrible situation where it was your life or mine, I'd like to think I'd take a bullet for most of you. Most of you. I'd like to think that most of you would be willing to lay down your life for me. Most of you. But Jesus Christ, he laid down his life for everybody. You remember on the cross, he looked down and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I mean, he was talking about the one that ripped the beard from his face. He was talking about the ones that spit on him. He was talking about the one that drove the nails in his hands and feet. I mean, he was talking about the ones that were down there below him, wagging their heads and reviling him at the time. He was talking about all of those people there. But I believe without any doubt, he wasn't just talking about those there. I believe he was talking about all of us. And that love that he's shown us is the love that he wants us to take to this world. It's easy to love those that love you. Big deal. Even the Gentiles do that. But he calls us to love our enemies, to pray for them, to do good to them, to love them. And friends, I want to tell you something. There's nothing in the world, nothing in the world like the love of Jesus Christ. Nothing. We see these men and these stories, and what a great story about Corporal Dunham. What a great account of bravery and selflessness to give up his life to save his brothers in arms. And we could read story after story like that throughout our history. We have had brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice, literally giving up their life to save the lives of others. But I want to tell you something, friends. Nothing compares to the love of Christ. Those men died for their brothers. They died for their country. They died for freedom. But Christ died for sinners. He died for his enemy, and he calls us to have that kind of love. And if we'll show that kind of love in this world today, when somebody treats you wrong, when somebody is hateful to you or ugly to you, somebody is your enemy, and you show love to them, that shows the love of Christ like nothing else. This evening, we're going to have a verse of invitation. And while they're coming, I want to invite you to stand with us, please. Do you know the love of Christ personally? Have you ever in your life trusted in his sacrifice for your sin? Do you know for sure when this life is over, you'll spend eternity in heaven with God because of your faith in Christ alone? If you are saved, are you showing that love? Maybe tonight God's put it on your heart. There's somebody that you need to show love to. Somebody you know that's kind of down or having a hard time or going through a rough patch, and you need to show love to them. Maybe it's somebody who you don't really get along with, somebody you're having trouble with, somebody you're having some strife with, and you need to show love to them. I want to challenge you tonight that you'd make a commitment by the grace of God to show his love to others, that we would live a sacrificial life because we're more concerned with others in the name of Jesus than we are ourselves. If he's convicting you, would you come?
Page 5.